Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you, and welcome to Islam and Life with me, Tariq Ramadan, broadcasting from London. Today's show asks the question, are Muslims participating enough in the political process in Britain?
A general election is approaching in Britain. Muslims make up 3% of the British population, but are likely to represent substantially less than 3% of the vote. Why? One reason might be the view that voting in Britain today is not compliant with Sharia law. Having said this, most British Muslims don't hold this view. Another reason might be that many Muslims still live in deprived areas, and the unemployment rate amongst Muslims is currently 15%, way above the national average. In other words, most British Muslims are still drawn from lower social classes, and therefore tend to feel less empowered, more alienated, and less likely to engage with the political system. The British Muslims who have voted Labour. And as many as 86% of British Muslims voted Labour in 1997, and ever before in 2005, as the only one of the main three parties that stood against the Iraq War. And one side effect of the Afghanistan and Iraq wars has been to mobilise many British Muslims who were not hitherto politically active. The Conservative Party, too, hope their slick rebranding as a family-friendly and even a progressive party will endear them to Muslims. And the much smaller Respect Party has also made some electoral inroads recently, with a strategy of targeting high Muslim density constituencies and combining principal opposition to the Iraq and Afghanistan wars with old-school socialist policies. This coming election will see a record number of Muslim candidates being paraded by the three main parties, creating a strong but largely symbolic Muslim face for each party. But the parties themselves admit that very few of these candidates stand any chance of becoming MPs, and it's questionable how far Muslims will be at the heart of any future government's political decision-making. This week, Islam and Life asks, how can Muslims increase their political representation in Britain?
This is a very, very hot topics and difficult one at the same time, because there is a series of questions. The first one is really, do the Muslims have the right to be involved in politics? You have some religious understandings where people and scholars are saying, no, don't be involved in politics. This is a non-Muslim country, a non-Islamic society, so you should not be involved in politics. So you have here something which is a question that we still have, while the mainstream is saying within the Muslim communities that there is nothing wrong in participating. This political participation is a good thing and it's important. While when we come to figures, what we now witness is really that the percentage of Muslims who are involved in politics are voting is very low, lower even than their percentage as to the presence in Europe. Why was it is the case in Britain, and how could we change this, and should it be changed, and in which way? The third point, in fact, which is also important, is their involvement in politics when it comes to the society. Should they be involved in only in foreign policies or also involved in domestic policies? It's very often that we speak about Palestine, we speak about foreign policies, but not so much about education, not so much about the reality of our living in Britain, for example, or in Europe. And the last question is, how could this be improved, this political awareness, how could it be spread around within the Muslim communities and pushing this sense of belonging as citizens or as British citizens? So all these questions are important, and to answer them, I'm joined by Azad Ali, a founding trustee of the Civil Service Islamic Society and Community Affairs Coordinator for the Islamic Forum of Europe. Azad, thank you for being with us. We have watched the clip, and at the same time, lots of questions. So let me start with this this important question. You are working at the grassroots level, Eastern London Mosque. You are dealing with Muslims. How do you feel this situation? How is the situation now, and how do you assess this understanding that it's not against Islam, or is it even encouraged by the Islamic teachings to be involved in the British society, in a Western society, and to vote?
I think it's important to first highlight that the Muslim community, as with many other communities, is evolving. So if you take 15 years ago, Muslims that were involved in politics, if you like, for voting and everything else, this was done in the absence of religious or religious duty. This was something that they've always practiced. And that's why you probably had a lot of people supporting a political party, because they felt economically, because they were migrants, this political party offered them more benefits. But over the last 10 years, the evolution that's happened within the Muslim community is of three types. First, you had maybe 10-15 years ago a group, a theological position, if you like, which said participating in democracy or the political process is not allowed. And that was perhaps 15 years ago quite dominant.
It's still there, but it's
still there, but now I would say it's marginalized, yes. To the fringes. The second position is where a lot of people in the middle, where they thought this was the lesser of the two evils, that, you know, to participate, we would stop a greater harm. That greater harm may be like the far-right party, British National Party, etc. And the third position, which is now evolving and actually has gained more momentum, and I would even risk to say that is the majority position, is that Islamically, it is seen as a duty to not only vote but to actively participate in the welfare of your own country, in your own community and everything. Mm-hmm. So this is the evolution that's taking place.
Yes, I think, and it's quite important to know that this is there are tensions and questions within the community, because the level of, you know, this being a duty, it's quite important. I had a discussion with some Muslim scholars, and Zaki Badawi, rahimahullah, peace be upon him, was of this opinion that this should be understood as a duty. Mm-hmm. My understanding is that we have to be very careful here and not to make it a religious duty, but a civic duty. This is where we stand. We are talking about citizenship, and we are talking about citizens being involved in the society. Mm-hmm. But also to understand that as citizens, you don't only have rights, but you have duties towards the surrounding society. And to understand this as part of your contract, your civic contract, but also something which has to do with, okay, your religion is telling just give the best, contribute for the better of this society. So it seems to be...
Islam teaches you to be a productive person, not a person of being lazy or exclusion. You know, you are someone that participates, that, you know, engages and looks for the welfare of not just for your own, but for the entire community. From that teaching, this is where the duty comes. The actual participation of the political process itself, if you look at many scholars, what they say is that this is... First and foremost, we're in a minority country. And second, those people that we are voting for, or we will vote for, the reason we are voting for is not that they will legislate Sharia or anything like that, because they don't call their manifesto. No political party has a manifesto that says we're going to implement the Bible, the teachings of the Bible, or, you know, whatever.
It's mainly on principles.
It's on economics, it's on living standards, it's on jobs, it's on opportunities.
So what is very important in what you are saying now is that what we can expect and should make it clear for all the Muslims is that you are involved in politics on the basis of principles. Of course, you are your own principles, you have your own convictions and beliefs, and you have to be involved in this society, not to expect from the society to implement everything that you think is right, but for you to contribute is to reform this society for the better. Yeah. So let me now come to what is happening in Britain, which is quite interesting for all the Western countries, not only in Europe, but also in the States and in Australia. Why? Because it's a country where the Muslims have been involved in politics in the society for a long time. One of the two countries with France, which is quite interesting to see the evolution and the improvements. So this is where we are, and still 3% of the population. But as it was said in the VT, in the clip here, is that much less participation and political participation. So how would you explain this? Yeah. Is it only a social class reality, or something which is deeper than that?
I think it's something more deeper than that. But I think also that statement that the Muslims' participation was less than, say, 30%, was something prior to 2005. If you look at 2005, if you look at the mayoral election in 2008, 89%, 94% in different wards of Muslims actually came out to vote. And in, when you
break, so it's changing and improving.
Not only is it changing, it's actually in some instances, in different places, it is higher than the indigenous population.
The average, average rate, yes.
So I think, you know, whilst, of course, there's more to be done, but the young people that are growing up, they have a sense of duty, they have a sense of citizenship, they're very clear in their identity that they are Muslims, and there is no confusion between Muslim and British and everything else, and they are actively participating. But it's important, one thing that we should highlight is many Muslims, what they also understand is when I vote for someone, I'm giving witness, it's a testimony.
Yes.
And I'm testifying that this person is X, Y, and Z, you know, that he is upright or she is upright, is going to be sincere, is going to do something. So what Muslims are doing, they are actually more critical of who they vote for. They don't vote en masse, whereas that was the case before. What they do is they look at the individual candidate, look at their background.
You mean by this that the old, you know, quite natural support was the Labour Party. Now this is questioned.
Absolutely.
On the basis of politics, on the basis of principles, on the basis of policies that they are proposing.
Policies, principles, individual character, and the actual benefit, that, you know, what real benefit is going to be given or gained at the local level. These are the factors that many Muslims are using to determine who they give testimony to.
Yes, so I think that this is a very important point, because very often, you know, this improvement and this historical move towards something which is in fact the reality of being completely integrated the political
arena. And this is
arena.
The maturity. Is, and exactly. I think, you know, it's unfortunate that the mainstream are not picking this up. But if you look at many young Muslims or Muslims of my generation, the maturity in politics is second to none. It is the same type of maturity you'll find in any other members of the community. Mm. And I think this is something to be celebrated.
Yes. So this is a very good and important point. Now, there is still a problem. When I'm talking to people around Europe and in Western countries, what their feeling and their understanding is, look, we have a problem with the Muslim citizens. We have a problem with the Muslim citizens because they are very much involved, and they contribute and they speak when something is connected to Islam. Mm. So this is why, for example, they are very much in anything which has to do with foreign policies. Yeah. Anything which has to do with Palestine, okay, we go, the anti-war movement against the war in Iraq, this was fine. And when it comes to, you know, social policies, what we are dealing with in a daily life, something which is important in the neighborhood for a citizen, it's as if the Muslims don't care about this. So what is your take on this?
I would challenge that. I would actually seek empirical evidence. Because if you look, I can give you an example, that Muslims are, for example, campaigning for a living wage. They're working with Christians, with Jews, with people of religion.
Isn't it marginal?
It's not marginal. This is something that is happening in the mainstream. There are Muslims that are, you mentioned about war. Most of the people that are anti-war are not Muslim. And so, you know, war or foreign policy
is where we find
but,
many Muslim
but
organizations.
If you look at financial products that are being developed, there are kind of Islamic or Sharia compliant
but once again it's about Islam,
but it's not just about Islam, it's about also bringing, because my identity and my religion is part of this country's fabric, and I shouldn't feel alienated to A, promote that, and B, integrate it within the fabric.
So what you are saying, which is also important, is that by not neglecting or removing your identity is an added value to the society in which way we
absolutely.
Can come. But for example, educational policies. Why don't we have? It's as if the Muslims, when they come to education, the only answer, the added value, is we have the Islamic school that we are promoting.
That's not true.
What in the state school?
That's not true. That is not true at all.
Where are the Muslims in the state school system?
Have to also broaden this whole participation. Politics is not just party politics. One of the most important important part of politics is actually civic duties and responsibilities. So if you look at the number of now school governors that are Muslims, that has tripled.
In the state school system.
In the state schools, Islamic schools. That has tripled. If you look at the number of
tripled teachers, over the last few years or?
Since 2006 to 2009, if you take, for example, in Tahamlet, in Newham.
So they are much
more London,
involved.
Yeah, they are much more involved. So this sense of duty is increasing, but that's just in education. But if you also look at in terms of social issues, the issues to do with drugs, to the issues to do with antisocial behavior, all of these.
Even environment, because we have some organizations.
Crime, if you look at. Muslims are not only participating as members, but they're actively leading. If you go to many areas, you will find that actually many of the organization institutions are led by Muslims. And one
Is it not true for areas where the Muslims are in majority, for example, in London, in East London? Because this is what is said, is that they are the majority in segregated areas. Would you challenge that as well?
Well, I have an issue with what people mean by segregation.
Yes.
I think, you know, everyone is segregated to an extent. Physically, we don't all live in the same room, in the same space. But if the segregation is something that, you know, we bring mentally, this is where it's problematic. I think, for example, it's not. I'm not talking about London. If you go into the northern towns, if you look at in Oldham, for example, I'm very aware of how the Muslim population in Oldham is engaged civically in the council levels, in participating in different council committees, in police, in education. You know, they're on boards of different trusts and everything else. All of these things shows that Muslims, and an important area is also media. An area that, you know, Muslims
more
are
and more Muslims are involved in that.
Involved in that.
So come to election, because very soon we'll have election in this country, and it's also very important because we are not electing a Muslim because he or she is a Muslim, but because he or she is promoting principles, having a vision for the future, a policy that we are supporting, and it is the same for non-Muslims that we can choose, for example. But still in this country, which is problematic, you go in France or you go in other European countries, say, okay, in Britain, because it's a multicultural society where the people are segregated, we speak about a Muslim MP. It's as if the MP is an MP for the Muslims. What is your take on this? Because what is do you see also improvement in this?
I think there definitely needs to be more Muslim politicians because, you know, there needs to be a sense of, you know, reflection, you know, the ministers or MPs, they should reflect the society. If we're 3% of the population, the House of Parliament should, House of Parliament should reflect 15 to 18 Muslim MPs. So I think that's very, very important. But at the same time, you know, the idea that, you know, Muslims are voting for Muslim MPs or for Muslim or Islamic issues, I think something that was there, you know, I would admit that was there previously, but it's broadened now. You know, there is no way that a particular person can be elected just on Muslim issues. There has to be broader issues, because there is no area in this country that I'm aware of where someone can just get in on the Muslim vote.
You know, liberal Democrats in this country, they say, okay, you have to look at us because we are the only party which is that didn't support the war in Iraq. It's as if, oh, we know how to catch them, how to get them, and it works sometimes.
But political parties will always do that, you know. They will always try to take advantage of a sentiment that's that, you know, if you look at now, if you look at the debates that are happening about the economy, you know, the deficit, everyone is trying to take advantage of that. But I think Muslims are much more astute than that. I think what they're doing is they are questioning and they are basing their judgment not on single issues. At the Iraq time, emotionally, it was a very volatile moment. You know, the whole country did not want to go to war. The reasons of going to war were found spurious at the end of the day. So this caused a sentiment that did push a lot of Muslims to particular political parties. But in this up-and-coming election, we don't have the Iraq war, though Afghanistan is still there. I don't think that's going to play a big issue.
Yes, because it's less emotional. It could be more critical. It'd be more political.
Well, because Afghanistan has been going on for nearly a decade now.
But the point is this one, because as I'm talking to the Muslims at the grassroots level, what is very important for me is just you should understand your civic obligation, that you have to contribute politically. It means that not only you have to look at, you know, Muslim, you know, representative, you need to you belong to your principles. So the people who are promoting your principles in all the areas, so it's absolutely come environment, education, justice, crimes, and all this is the way you have. So what would be your advice? You at the grassroots level, you see how the Muslims could emotionally react, and this could be counterproductive. What would be the first steps in which we can improve this even more? Because what you are saying is that it's improving, it's improving, and it has improved during the last 2 decades. So, so how can we do it more and more effective, just to change this political landscape, and just to see the Muslims contributing in other areas than only religious areas?
I think this is a very important question, and I think this is also an evolving answer. There isn't a magic bullet for this. But one of the things that we are encouraging is to take away all the obstacles from the Muslims in engaging or participating in. So one of the bigger obstacles that unfortunately is placed by third parties is questioning their loyalty or their identity, creating all of these crises. Are you Muslim? Are you British? You know, why are you voting for? Is it because it's to do with Palestine, or is it, you know, this? Take away all of these kind of, because these are things that actually drive the emotion and don't allow the mind to think critically. And this is something that is actually working. So an example would be in Tower Hamlets, where they have young mayoral system, where 14 to 17 year olds actually vote amongst themselves to select a elected mayor, who's a mayor for a single term. And it is actually amazing the kind of hustings that they have, the discussions they have. You know, if you heard them, you would think these people have been engaged in politics. If you close your eyes, you'd never think they were Muslim.
Because they get a deep sense of what is going on.
Exactly, yes. and it's mainstreamed. It's already mainstreamed. So I think, you know, that is happening. Obviously, at a older generation, there are still some people who would vote on single issues, who will just use Islam or Islamic principles to identify candidates. But that's not a bad thing. You know, we would encourage people to, you know, if they were Christians, you can use that as a criteria. You know, whatever people use as a criteria, the important thing is that you're participating. You know, it's not important for us. It's not important to question who they vote for. For us is to say, are you participating? So one of the things we will say is, have you registered? Have you registered? Not, but who have you voted for?
Yes, exactly. And I think that this is quite important, because some are sometimes waiting, waiting for the representatives to give, a direction. Say, okay, vote for this one. And I myself, in many countries, I'm asked by people, who should I vote for? Yeah. I say, no, look, you should vote for whom you have to vote. This is your choice. You are a citizen, you are an adult, and there is something which is quite important. Don't play the victim. Of course, you can be a victim of discriminations and social injustices and racism, but at the end, you may change this situation by voting, contributing, and participating critically towards the governments or towards the local authority, and this is something which is to be promoted. Still, there are tensions and a misunderstanding.
There always will be. I think, you know, in anything, it's not just in politics, in any part of whether it's Islam or just general secular life, you know, there are always going to be differing opinions. There will always be a marginal group that will always look at the extremities, that will always kind of operate as an exclusive thing, you know, segregated, you know, live on their own and all of that kind of stuff. But that is minority. Unfortunately, this minority, this marginal kind of view or understanding or people have been led, have been given mainstream media attention, and so many people in Britain, many people would think that's how Muslims think. But you know, if you look at parties, if you look at Conservative Party membership, if you look at Labour, the Lib Dems and the Greens and so on, you'll find that the number of Muslims that are members of those parties has increased. It's not decreasing.
So we'll end on this positive note, because I think it was quite important in our discussion. You have been able first to come to something which is an Islamic understanding of political participation. It's quite clear today that while it was discussed few years ago and few decades ago, is it Islamically right to be involved now? The mainstream is yes. Not only it's right, but you should be involved in politics as a civic duty, as a citizen, of course, with your conviction to be faithful to your principles and your beliefs. There is no discussion, and no one is imposing unto you to betray this. So this is something which is quite important that you said. And then a very important point that you were making is that it's improving now, that if yesterday this, you know, involvement in foreign policies and only things that are connected to Islam was a reality, now we have a young generation of Muslims in Britain. And this is very important to look at what is happening in Britain, because it could help us to understand what is going to happen in other countries. And by the way, in France, where there is also a country where the Muslim community has been there for a long time, we see exactly the same phenomenon, people opening up, reaching out and being involved in all the political parties, from Green to the Labour, to the Conservative, to the Right and Liberal, all these parties, we would find citizens and Muslim citizens being involved. So this is something which is quite important. Now, something which is also very important is to push and to push more and to educate the citizens and the Muslim citizens to be involved in all the discussions, not only in this discussion on, about Islam, but anything which has to do with your daily life and with non-Muslims as well, with your fellow citizens, is something which is quite important. And this is a step forward as to the political awareness which should be nurtured. Well, that's all we have time for. I would like to hear your views on today's subject. So please email us at islamandlife@presstv.co.uk. That's islamandlife@presstv.co.uk. I would like to thank my guest, Azad Ali. Thank you for being with us. And I think that your own experience is very, very important for us. And I hope to see you next week, inshallah.